Blog Talk Radio.
I got the joy.
Hallelujah. We have the joy of the Lord on this evening. We thank God for the joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you as you called in for this prayer, intercessory prayer time that we have together every Tuesday night. We thank God. This is his day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you and all the callers, amen, assembling here, because the word says where two or more are gathered, Jesus will be in our midst. So we know there's power on this prayer line. Hallelujah. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous do and will avail much. They are effective and they are powerful. So we thank God that our prayers are powerful and effective on tonight. Glory be to God in the highest, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the name we're going to pray in tonight. That name which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for resurrection power. We heard a word, the power of the resurrection at our church on Sunday. It is a powerful thing that he got up. And because he got up, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, we know who holds the future. And life is worth the living because we know he lives. Hallelujah. There's a verse of scripture that I want to read at the outset, and we're going to go right into prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 16, Matthew chapter 16, thank you, Jesus, verse 13, Matthew 16, 13, Matthew 16, 13, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Matthew 16, 13 is what we'll be reading, hallelujah, to God be the glory. And it reads, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but who say you that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for those on this prayer line tonight that flesh and blood did not convince us that Jesus is the Son of the living God. But God the Father have in the mighty name of Jesus made through his grace and mercy the Savior known unto us on tonight. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name which is above every name. In the name of Jesus we pray tonight.
Yes.
That whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. Yes. Jesus said, because of the revelation of knowing who he is, He has given you and I the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. We have a kingdom assignment. We have a kingdom mandate on our lives. And I thank God that heaven is invading earth right now. The Bible says he has blessed you and I in heavenly places. But the word says, glory be to God, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness, in heavenly places. God is blessing you, and God wants to bless you. Yes. But there's a warfare going on in the heavenlies. Yes. Oh, glory be to God. Delay does not mean denial. Your blessing is on the way. Yes. Your blessing has already arrived. If you believe it by faith, that's why we pray. Because the enemy's trying to hold up your blessing. The enemy's trying to stop your prosperity. The enemy's trying to stop God from blessing you and overwhelming you. But the devil is a liar. Glory be to God. That's why we bind him up tonight. That's why we bind up every demon on assignment tonight. That's why we break every word curse. Every curse, glory be to God, that tried to come through our bloodline. Every curse, every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, every spell, every, glory be to God, every invisible principality that tries to come against the plan of God for your life, Jesus said, it will not prevail. That scripture I read, he said the gates of hell will try to come against his church, but it will not prevail. And you and I are the church of the living God. Woo!
Glory, glory.
No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. So we thank God for every caller on tonight. We thank God that your eye has not seen, that your ear has not heard, it has not even entered into your heart what God has prepared for you. I pray you receive that by faith. Our God is a blessing God. He's in the blessing business. God says, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing too big for you to receive. God is an awesome God. He's a wonderful Savior. He's a marvelous Prince of Peace. He is the Counselor. He is the Comforter. He is the Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for every life. We plead the blood of Jesus for every life on this prayer line. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, which is sufficient on tonight. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, bless every life. Bless every family. Breathe on every situation. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for mighty manifestation of miracles. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, and we say, Lord, move not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Oh, glory be to God. Favor upon every life tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Lord, we love you on tonight. There's no God like you in all the earth. You are still a healer. You are still a deliverer. You are still a restorer. Glory be to God. We thank you, hallelujah, that the devil who steal and stole will steal no more. So, Lord, we thank you for breakthrough right now. We thank you for manifestation of mighty miracles being wrought in our lives. We thank you for financial breakthroughs. We thank you for uncommon favor. Oh, in the matchless name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you, hallelujah, that we are above and not beneath. We are the lender and not the borrower. We are the first and not the last. in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bind up every spirit that's contrary to your will on this prayer line tonight. We declare total victory right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the man of God right now, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we come against every warring demon on assignment right now in the name of Jesus that will come against him even in his zeal to pray for your people, oh God. We come against the spirit of backlash and retaliation. We cover every home under the sound of our voices. We declare and decree that no demon on assignment can prevail on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we loose our vocal cords right now to pray for your people. Nana mo ko shele eke nama. O ko shele eke shana ma ko shele eke nama mama. Opo ko shele nana. Realize, people of God, that God has a great plan for your lives. And no one is mad but the devil. Hallelujah. But as the man of God declared earlier, there is no weapon. I said there is no weapon. There is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. What God has for you is for you. So we bind up Satan in the hands of Satan right now. And we declare total victory in the lives of the people of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare victory in your family. We declare victory in your home. We declare victory over the lives of your children. We declare victory over your finances. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare victory in your marriage. In the name of Jesus, we declare that God is opening doors that no man can shut. He is shedding doors that no man can open in the name of Jesus. You are already more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Come on, new creation. Those on this prayer line, just begin to pray. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Just open up your mouth. We declare victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a war. There is a war in the heavenly realms. There's a war over your destiny. There's a war over your marriage. There's a war over your ministry. There is a war over your household. There is a war over your finances. But I am here to declare, we have come to declare on today that you have already won, my God. You already have the victory. You already have the victory. I said you already have the victory in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. I feel God right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you're already here. You said, how can two walk together unless they agree? And you said, two are better than one. None of them could shut them, my mama. Because if the one fall down, the other can help him up, God. So, Lord, I thank you for my marriage on tonight, God. We thank you for this marital union, oh, God. The Simmons marriage, oh, God. Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, united together in marital bliss until death do us part. And we declare long life over our lives. We declare that we will be married forever. We declare, Lord, that we will bring you glory in this marriage. We declare, oh God, hallelujah, that not only are you blessing our marriage, but you are blessing every marriage that is connected to us in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Not only are you blessing our marriage, but you're blessing our children. God, we thank you for blessing our children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not only are you blessing our children, but you're blessing every child of every person that is connected to us, that is connected to New Creation Christian Ministries. Lord, we love you on tonight. Somebody just say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I bless your name. I worship your name. Hear God on tonight. Hear God on tonight. The greater the level, the greater the devil, the greater the demon. On assignment against your assignment, the greater your assignment, the greater the warfare. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony and I have just launched some new vision with New Creation Christian Ministry. Listen, listen, listen. We have written the book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work Together as a Husband and Wife. Amen. That's going to save millions of marriages. Listen, this book is going to outlast us, and it's going to save millions of marriages. It's going to help people to be successfully married in the Lord. Hallelujah. And not only that, but we have started a marriage movement, my God, where we are going after marriage, renewing, restoring, my God, reviving, my God, strengthening marriages, amen, hallelujah, preventing divorce. We want to stop divorce in the land, my God. We want to stop divorce in the church. And we know that, no, the devil is not happy, amen. Not only that, amen, but we are starting Fire Wednesdays at our church where we are beginning to preach the gospel. Preachers from everywhere will be hitting the floor, hitting the pulpit, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we also will be teaching on marriage and relationships in the church. Let me tell you something. God is being glorified in this church. God is being glorified in New Creation Christian Ministries. The people of God, New Creation is on fire. My God, my God, my God. Oh, I feel the fire. We are on fire, and no weapon formed against, Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church.
Yes.
God is a consuming fire. And let me tell you, I declare victory over your life. We declare victory over your life. Whatever you're walking through, know that you are already victorious. The devil can't stop you. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can defeat you. You have the victory through the blood of Jesus. Begin to walk in it. Begin to declare it over your life. Do not walk in fear. I bind up fear. I bind up frustration. I bind up every attack from the devil right now. We come against backlash and retaliation that will try to come against us, come against our finances or our children. We put a hedge of protection around this household. We put a hedge of protection around our church. We put a hedge of protection around our bodies. Thank you that we are covered. We thank you, Jesus. We are covered. Listen, begin to declare out of your mouth. Say, thank you, Jesus. Because I am covered with the blood. I am covered with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You are covered with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against you can prosper. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for the man of God. We thank you for Pastor Anthony. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for clearing up his vocal cords so that he can continue to go forth, oh God. Thank you for clearing up my vocal cords. I know it's an attack because I feel that same, that choking, my God, that choking. The devil wants to choke off your purpose. The devil wants to choke off your power. The devil wants to choke off your vocal cords so that you cannot walk in victory, so that you cannot walk and give God the glory, so that you cannot open your mouth and declare what thus says the Lord, so that you cannot open your mouth and preach and prophesy and over your own life, over your family's life, but begin to open your mouth so that you cannot open your mouth and praise. He wants to choke off your praise. The devil wants to choke off your purpose. He wants to choke off your hope. He wants to choke off your joy. But I say tonight, devil, Satan, loose your grip. Loose your grip in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, man of God, thou art loose. You are loose. You are liberated to praise God. You are liberated to move forth in purpose. You are liberated to move forth in power. You are liberated to open your mouth and cry out, cry loud, cry loud. Cry loud and spare not in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now. We pray for the city of North Carolina, Father God, that's been hit with this weather, oh God, this inclement weather, hurricanes and tornadoes, oh God, and those who have been hit in different parts of the U.S. and beyond, oh God. We pray, Father God, for those who have been impacted by the storm, oh God. We pray, Father God, God, for those who are hurting, those who are wounded, oh God. We pray healing, oh God, for those who are stranded, those who are lost, Lord. We pray for our apostles. I pray for my brother and my sister-in-law, my niece and my other brother in North Carolina, oh God. Our apostle Matthew Tillery, Tri-Faith Ministries, oh God. All of those in that area, in that region, oh God. Who are in Alabama, my brother in Alabama, oh God. We pray for all who are being impacted by the storm, oh God. Even Sister Maria in Atlanta, oh God, wherever the storm is hitting, God, we pray right now. And we pray, Father God, safety, and we pray deliverance, and we pray, Father God, salvation, oh God. We thank you for a hedge of protection, oh God, around your people. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Oh, oh, glory, glory. Oh, my God. God says, behold, I do a new thing. Oh, glory. Even though the weather is raging, the storms are raging. The storms are raging, but God says, I am in the eye of the storm. He says, I am the master of the storm. My God, you got to hear God on today. God says, I am the master of the storm, and there is no storm that can take you out. Just continue to stand. Continue to have faith. He's going to allow you to walk on water. He's going to allow you to put the storm under your feet. Oh, did you hear me? God's going to allow you to walk on water. He's going to allow you to put the storm under your feet. And this thing will not defeat you. This thing will not choke off your life. It will not choke off your destiny. God has spoken over your life. There is a final destination. There is somewhere in life that God is taking you to. Continue your journey with the Lord. Do not grow weary and well doing. Do not quit. Do not throw in the towel. Do not give up. God is taking you somewhere. Continue to press. And after you've done all, to press, 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 press into his presence. Press into the manifestation of his power. Press into destiny. In the name of Jesus. So Pastor Amney continues to pray. We're going to take prayer requests soon. But Pastor Amney is coming back. He's going to continue to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for this prayer line on tonight. Somebody's getting a breakthrough right now. God is moving in your life. God is moving in the lives of your children. My God, you're seeing miracles in your household. You're getting money that you never even expected. My God, your health is is improving. My God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So receive Pastor Amney as he continues to pray and as we begin to open up the prayer line. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, thank you for praying.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. People of God, you need to understand.
Yes.
The devil can't stop you.
My God.
All he can do is inconvenience you.
Jesus.
All he can do is be a temporary distraction. All he can do is be a little comma, but he can't be a period.
Oh, in the
mighty name of Jesus. As Pastor said, every time I tried to pray tonight, there was something going on in my throat area. And the devil is a liar.
My God.
Because it was definitely spiritual.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that the people of God, amen, we stayed simple and we got to fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
You need to understand that spiritual warfare is a real thing. And when I read that scripture alone, the devil got mad. Jesus said, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. Life and death is in the power of our tongues. You got to bind up that sickness off of your body. You got to bind up confusion out of your home and out of your mind. You got to bind up those who are coming against you. And the glory be to God. No weapon formed against you will prosper. But the power of prayer is a tool that Jesus left you and I. He said to pray without ceasing, that men ought always to pray. Ha, glory be to God. If my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves, if they would pray, if they would seek my face, and if they would turn from evil ways, I'll do a wonderful, miraculous work in the land. And God is saying to you and I, the effectual prayers of the righteous is availing much right now. Sometimes we don't see it, but God is at work behind the scenes. Sometimes it's not happening as fast as you want it to happen, but God is at work on your behalf. That sickness, you've already been healed. That poverty, you've already been made wealthy. That unpeace in your mind and that anxiety and that worry, God has already planted your feet on solid footing in the mighty name of Jesus. That's why the enemy tries to come against you. That's why he tries to be a distraction and a disruption to the prayer line. But the devil has no power. He has no authority. We have all the authority. We have all the ability. We have the anointing that destroys every yoke. So right now, Lord, destroy every yoke off of your people right now. Every burden being removed, every mountain being brought low,
yes,
and every valley being raised high.
Yes.
You said do all you can do to stand and stand until, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for prosperity. We thank you for overflow. We thank you for increase in every area of life. We thank you for our marriages and our families working and operating, not being dysfunctional, but being functional. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that our churches are going to do the work. You're looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. So we thank you for New Creation Church right now. We thank you for 1482 Maple Avenue, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you that the word is coming forth with power and authority. We thank you that lives are right. We're being changed. We thank you that by the renewing of our minds, Lord, we're being made new. We thank you for being in new creations in the name of Jesus. Pour in the new wine. Get rid of the old wineskins in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for your blessing. We thank you that the blessings of the Lord are yea and amen. We thank you for the promises of God. You are a promise keeper. You're not a man that you would lie, nor the son of man that you would repent. Have you not said that your people will be blessed and will it not happen in due season? So, Lord, help us, glory be to God, to move forward by faith, to walk by faith and not by sight, to take captive every thought and make it obedient to the word of the living God. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for authority and ability. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for dealing with the adversary. The enemy will come at us one way, and he will flee seven different ways. We put him up under our feet tonight. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. 1,000 will fall at our side. 10,000 will fall at our right hand, but it will not come near our dwelling. Thank you for the secret place on tonight. Thank you that you're our refuge. Thank you that you put a fortress around your people. Thank you for the hedge of protection over our lives. Oh, don't be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that rises up at night in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. Hallelujah, for the word, which will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. You sent your word that we might be healed. You sent your word that we might be made well. You sent your word to deliver your people. So, Lord, we thank you. Glory be to God. As heaven and earth will pass away, your word will remain forever. So thank you that we live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the living God. You said be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue and to take dominion. That's what we're doing tonight. We're taking dominion. We're taking authority. We're going to possess the promises of God, which are yea and amen.
Ooh. Glory
be to God.
Glory.
Pastor, I just sent somebody possession. Possessing what God has ordained for their lives.
My God.
Somebody doubted. Now they're trying to move forward by faith.
Oh, glory.
Somebody was thinking about quitting. Now they realize if God be for them, who can be against them? That greater is he that's on the inside of them than he that is in this world.
Yes.
Somebody even tonight realized that they are not just a conqueror, but they are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. The victory is already yours.
Oh, glory.
The word says, Lord, fight against those that fight against me.
My God.
Contend against those that contend against me.
Yes.
I pray that you hold your peace and let God fight every battle. I pray that you stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. I pray that he keep your mind in perfect peace. He said, bring your prayers and your supplications with thanksgiving unto me. And glory be to God. He says, I'll give you a peace which surpasses all understanding. So we are praying according to the will of God.
My God.
And we know that if we pray according to his will, we know that he hears us.
Yes.
And the fact that he hears us, we know that we have what we ask of him. That's why it's important for you and I to delight ourselves in the Lord. He'll give us the desires of our heart. Oh, I feel a praise right now. We're going to take prayer requests. But hallelujah is in my spirit right now.
Hallelujah.
I know your life is not perfect, but just say hallelujah out of your mouth right now. Just that one word, hallelujah, is the highest praise. Lord, hallelujah, we thank you for our children. Lord, hallelujah, we thank you for our grandchildren. Lord, hallelujah, we thank you for the job that we have to go to. Lord, hallelujah, we thank you for our church family. Lord, hallelujah, we thank you for ears to hear and eyes to see out of. Lord, hallelujah, we thank you for the roof over our head and the clothes on our back and the shoes on our feet. Lord, we give you a hallelujah anyhow. We're going to praise you in the middle of it. We're going to make the devil mad tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to praise him in the middle of the storm. We're going to praise him in the middle of the famine. We're going to praise him in the middle of the hardship. We're going to praise God in spite of. So, Lord, you get all the glory tonight.
Hallelujah.
You get all the praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
You get all the adoration and the reverence on tonight. We lift up holy hands and we say, Lord, we love you. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, we lift up your son Jesus' name.
We worship you.
We say hallelujah anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The devil's trying to silence you. The devil's trying to get you to doubt God. The devil's trying to get you to shut up because he know our words have creative power. We speak those things that be not as though they were. We have creativity in our words. You can speak to the mountain.
Glory.
He says if you speak to the mountain, it will be moved if you don't doubt in your heart. But if you believe that what you say and ask of him will be done, the word says believe and receive. Believe and receive. Believe and receive, and you shall have what you say.
Hallelujah. We believe you, God.
So we believe.
Hallelujah.
Therefore we speak. The Apostle Paul. We believe, therefore we speak. We believe that we're blessed people. We believe that we're a chosen generation. We believe that we're a royal priesthood. We believe tonight that we are peculiar people. We believe tonight that we are chosen by God, handpicked by heaven.
My God.
He says, you did not choose me, I chose you.
My God, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
No man can come to me, Jesus said, unless my Father draw him to me. So I thank God for salvation tonight. as we take prayer requests, we thank God with two or more gathered, as to touch and agree, we shall have what we say. So we just want to agree with you tonight. We want to touch and agree with you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We see this hand lifted, and we're just going to open your microphone right now. Area code, we thank God for you tonight. Hallelujah.
Okay.
We thank God for you tonight. We're having a little technical difficulty, but we're going to open the lines momentarily.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. We're going to open up the prayer lines momentarily.
Hallelujah.
But we thank God for heaven.
Yes.
We thank God tonight for breakthrough.
Yes.
We thank God tonight that he's at doing a work in our lives. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread.
Yes.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you,
Lord,
for our prosperity. In the name of Jesus. We pray. We lift up the sick right now.
Yes.
Kim Tonsil.
Hallelujah.
Over at Beth Israel Hospital. Lord, turn that situation around.
What?
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Turn it around. Glory be to God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for Sister Ella. Ella Beeks. Lord, make a way out of no way for her. According to the surgeries that she needs to have and the doctors and the facilities, Lord, make it all work together for her good. We pray right now for Evangelist Elizabeth Page. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, encourage her heart, strengthen her spirit. Allow her to worship you and to praise you. Glory be to God.
Yes,
so we thank you for her life. We thank you for her witness. We thank you for her testimony tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way right now. We thank you for every life.
Yes.
We thank you for every family.
Thank you.
We thank you that blessings are in our possession. We thank you for every household represented.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, right now, as we open up the prayer line, touch your people. Minister to your people.
Hallelujah.
Deliver your people. Heal your people. Set free your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood over every life. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation.
Yes, uh-huh.
The blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power.
Yes, uh-huh.
So we thank you for the power. We thank you that we operate in power. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to step on serpents, power to heal the sick, power to cast out demons, power to take authority,
yes.
Power. So, Lord, we thank you for dunamis.
Yes, God.
We thank you for dynamite power.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for explosiveness on tonight.
My God.
You said you wish that we don't be lukewarm. But you wish, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, not to be hot or cold.
Yes.
Not to be lukewarm, but to be hot or cold.
Yes.
So we thank you tonight for the fire of God being on this prayer line. Area code 973. Area code 973. We thank God for you tonight.
Hi. My name is Seda Young. And I want to pray for my friend Euphemia Sosa. She's very, very ill in the hospital. And I'm also ill myself. And I just want to have a prayer from you for us here. We've been hearing you all evening, and it sounds so just so beautiful. I just love your prayers.
Amen. We thank God for you tonight. Can you just give me the name of your friend again also?
Euphemia Sosa, her name is. Euphemia
Amen.
Sosa.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We pray for Lucemia Sosa on tonight, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, and we ask, God, for healing in her life, even as her friend has brought her to the altar on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for divine healing by the stripes of Jesus Christ, Lord. You said we all can partake of healing, oh God. So we plead the blood of Jesus over Lucemia Salsa's life in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing her. We thank you for deliverance. We bind up the spirit of sickness. We thank you for miraculous turnaround, Lord. We believe in miracles on tonight, God, that you can do all things but fail, God. So we're praying for Lucemia on tonight, God. We're praying for her healing. We're praying for her deliverance, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you would heal her, oh Lord. Lord, great are your mercies. Great are your compassions. They are new every day. They fail of not, God. Great is your faithfulness, oh God. And Lord, we pray for Seda on tonight, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for leading Seda to the prayer line on tonight, God. Lord, I ask, Father God, that you would touch Seda and continue to bless her, oh God. Give her the desires of her heart. Lord, let her know, Lord, how much you love her, oh God, and the great plan that you have for her life, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future. I pray a blessing over Seda's life right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I thank you, Lord, for blessing her with everything that she needs and even above that, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for meeting every need in her household. I thank you for blessing her family. Lord, I thank you for healing her, even as she prayed for her friend, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for healing and touching her body, oh God. Lord, you know, oh God, what she's standing in the need of, God. And we thank you, Lord, for total healing over her life right now. So, Lord, we thank you for restoring her joy. We thank you for giving her peace, oh God. Peace, Father God, that no one can understand, oh God, but knowing that she's in the Master's hands. I just hear God say, I'm taking care of you, that I love you, and I have a great plan for your life. I hear God saying that you've had some difficult times, but he's been there with you, and that's why you're still able to hold up your head. And God is saying that he will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you, Seda, but he is always with you. And because you love him, God's going to continue to bless you. He's going to continue to heal you. He's going to continue to keep you. God is going to give you joy. He's going to give you laughter. He's going to make you laugh again. My God, hallelujah. I see God taking away some worries. God says, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. So, Lord, I just thank you for Seda on tonight, God, as she brought her friend to the altar. Bless these two women, God. Give them everything that they need. Father God, heal them and deliver them, oh God. Keep them in your perfect peace. Continue to give them joy, oh God. And, Lord, I just thank you, and I praise you, and we praise you tonight for Seda, and we praise you for Eusemia, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you've already done and what you're about to do in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Seda, we thank God for you as you lifted up your friend on this prayer line. You guys are in the grip of God's mercy, and we thank God for you tonight. And I touch and agree with my wife, Pastor, that all is well with you and your household.
Yes.
And glory be to God. Hallelujah. Favor is on your life. So we thank God that be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. The enemy tries to come in like a flood, but the word says God will raise up a standard. Amen. So we thank God for you tonight. And we know, amen, he is still a healer.
Yes.
Continue to listen, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you very much. These are always uplifting. And thanks again for your uplifting words, okay?
Amen. I really appreciate it.
Yes, okay?
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Praise God.
Okay.
Amen.
Praise God.
God bless
you. Okay, thanks.
And she is a blessing every time she calls us.
Yes.
And we thank God for her. Amen. She has such a sweet spirit about her. And we thank God, amen, that she's on the Lord's side on tonight. Hallelujah. We have another caller, area code 732. We thank God for you this evening. 732. Area code 732, was that a prayer request? Amen. We'll get back to them. To God be the glory. Area code 678. We thank God for you. Area code 678.
Hello. Good evening, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Maria.
God bless you. Hello.
God bless
God bless you.
I couldn't go without talking to you guys tonight. I'm not at home, and my cell phone, the batteries were running low, but I got a hold of another phone. So I just wanted to call in and praise God for making a way out of no way for me this week. And I just want to ask God to bless both of you guys. And I just want to ask you guys to please continue to pray for me. And that was my cousin Seda, that we do have a friend that's very sick. And thank you for praying for her.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you tonight, your diligence and determination.
Yes.
Even a dead cell phone battery couldn't stop you from being part of this prayer tonight.
No way.
Amen. I believe God sees that effort. Pastor told us on Sunday, sometimes we got to press our way. So we thank God that you pressed your way, and we thank God that Satan knows about this prayer line through you. And we thank God that, you know, God is doing the work in all of y'all lives. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, give Sister Maria a special blessing on tonight. Her due diligence, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So I thank you, Lord, that everything that she needs will be added unto her. She is seeking your face, not your hand. So I thank God that she has a hunger and a thirst after the things of God. Only you have placed that in her heart and in her spirit. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that she has a great desire for the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God.
Yes, God.
So we thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of her. We thank you for the supernatural anointing that you have downloaded into her life. We thank you for divine favor being on her, uncommon favor being in her, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the many spiritual gifts that you have blessed her with. So, Lord, order her steps through your word in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
so I thank you that her latter shall be greater.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you that her tomorrow will be brighter than her yesterday.
My God.
And I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus.
For her prosperity, which you have downloaded from glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen, Sister Maria. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, continue to listen, and like you encourage somebody on this prayer line tonight, just try to press your way and get through at all means necessary.
Yes, Lord, I have to give him all the praise and glory.
Amen. Amen. And God is just so pleased with you. And he says, just keep loving me. Now, the Lord, I just hear the God say, the more she loves me, the more I'm going to release to her. He said, because there's no good thing that I will withhold from those who love me. And you don't love God because of what you can get from God, but you love God just because of who he is and what he has already done for you. And God says, you have the heart of David. When David praised God like he loved, he was losing his mind, and they thought he was undignified as king because of the way that he was praising God. And David said, you haven't seen anything yet. I'm about to be even more undignified. And that's how I see your love for God growing, that it's like a burning fire, and the more you praise him, the greater the fire burns. Amen. Hallelujah. And God says, that fire that you have is contagious, and many people are going to want to know about your God. God, just because of your fervor and your zeal and your love for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, I'm looking those who will love me like you will love me. You're like the woman with the alabaster box who came and poured out her love. Even though she was going through it, she was being ostracized. And they were talking about her, and they had rejected her. My God. She continued to pour out her love at the feet of Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. And God says, that's what I see my daughter Maria doing. And he says that because she's done this, I will never forget her. I will never turn my back for her. I will always be there for her, and I will bring her through every trial. So you just know that God is on your side, and if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just hear God say, let her know I'm on her side, and I love her, and I love her zeal for me. So to God be the glory. You keep praising him, and you keep worshiping him, because there's God's not finished yet. Amen. He's not finished yet. The praise reports are just going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming because you keep praising him. Amen. Hallelujah. So, most precious ones, I hear God say she's blessed and highly favored. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. We love you. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, she is a praiser. God is looking for those like Sister Maria, amen, who will praise him. My God, who will praise him in spite of, who will praise him anyhow, who will go through whatever they have to go through to get on the prayer line just so they could give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're going to take another call.
Amen. We're going to try to put this caller through again. We still see that hand raised. We don't know if it's on purpose. But area code 732, if you have a prayer request, your microphone is open.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca.
Oh, yes. We can hear you. Amen.
Hello. I don't know what is going on with my phone, but I'm not pressing one or anything, but I guess God want me to put in a prayer request, because I know today was really, really a rough day for me. I was very discouraged at work. A lot is going on. But like I said, I wasn't pressing one, and my phone kept, you know, dialing for a prayer request. So I might as well just, you know, ask for a prayer request over today.
Amen. This is Elijah, right?
Yes, this is Elijah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows. Father God, we praise your holy name, and we magnify your name today, God. Lord, we thank you for Elijah on today, God. Even, Father God, that you have superseded on his behalf, oh God, to have us intercede for him, oh God. And Lord, right now, we lift him up to your throne on tonight, God, and we thank you for his life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for his diligence, even in coming to the prayer line every single week, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that he's seeking your faith like never before. And God, even though he's had a rough day at work on today, God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that he is more than a conqueror, that he already has the victory, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, that he'll be able to shake off the frustration of today, oh God, and move into tomorrow, oh God, forgetting those things which are behind, oh God, for pressing forward, oh God, moving into tomorrow, God, knowing, oh Lord, that you have a great plan for him, oh God, plans to prosper him and not to harm him, to give him a hope and a future, oh God. So Lord, I thank you for hope. I thank you for encouraging his heart on today. I thank you, Lord, for strengthening him, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving him more stamina, oh God, even to go through those tough days on the job. We thank you, Lord, again, oh God, and we confirm, oh God, that the 90 days, it is done. And and it's a given, oh God, that he shall get through the 90 days, oh God. In the name of Jesus, he shall be a career, a postal worker. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that even though he has to go through the trial and the tribulation, that is just a test. I hear God saying it's just a test. Hallelujah. I hear God saying, Elijah, it's just a test. Hallelujah. Continue to praise me through the test. Hallelujah. Continue to persevere. Continue to press. Continue to move forward. God is saying, hallelujah, you're going to make it. Hallelujah. Not only are you going to make it, Oh my God, but God is taking you to the top. My God, hallelujah. This is just a test. It's a test of your stamina. Yes, the devil will want you to give up. He will want you to throw in the towel. He will want you to quit. He will want you to throw up your hands in frustration, but stay the course. Stay the course, stay the course. I hear God saying, stay the course. Because if you pass this test, my God, hallelujah, you will be propelled into the promised land. You will be propelled into position. And no one will be able to pluck you out. No one will be able to move you. God is giving you favor with man. Oh, he's giving you favor. There are people watching you. They're watching your life. They are watching you. But God is giving you favor. He's putting your name at the top of the list. I don't know what God is doing there, but I see him putting your name at the top of the list. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's favor on that list. In the name of Jesus, you're in a position of favor. So, Lord, we thank you. God opens doors that no man can close, and he closes doors that no man can open, and God has opened this door. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the open door. We thank you for what you're doing in Elijah's life. We thank you for his diligence. We thank you for your hand upon his life. We thank you for the blessings, oh God, that are following him, goodness and mercy, following him all the days of his life. And, Lord, even though he had a rough day, we thank you that tomorrow will be better. And, Lord, that there's no test that will be presented to him that he will not prevail over. So we thank you right now that he's already victorious. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And replenish him, God. Replenish him. Restore. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Get him ready for the next course. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Be encouraged. It's amazing how the enemy always tries to come in. You're right on the brink of a breakthrough. You are right there at the open door. You are right there in the land of prosperity. And the enemy's trying to rise up. He'll even use people to try to deter what God has purposed in our lives. But he has no power nor authority. You keep moving forward by faith, and you're going to find that promised land, that land of peace and prosperity. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And God be the glory.
Tell him the car is coming. I just see the car is coming.
And Pastor said the automobile, the car is coming.
The car is
Amen.
Coming.
We receive it. You be touching it. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Like it's just amazing what's going on in this prayer line tonight, Pastor. He was impressing one, and he got through.
Maria,
the battery died. The enemy tried to mess with my throat tonight. And God is saying to the people of God, if we remain faithful, he going to do his part. God's going to remain faithful, people of God. Hear the Lord.
Yes.
God is going to remain faithful. Yes, we're in a unique day. There's so much is going on. If you watch the news, if you hear anything in the media, but God will take care of his children.
Yes.
We belong to Almighty God.
My God.
He is our provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is El Shaddai. He is the one that guards us and protects us and shields us and provides for us. So we put our faith in God. It says without faith, it's impossible to please him. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means you don't have it yet.
Mm.
Paul said, why hope, Pastor, for what you have already?
Glory.
So if you have hope tonight, you're in a good place.
Jesus.
If you have faith tonight, you're in a good place.
My
if you still believe God tonight for your healing,
to get you out of debt, to turn every negative situation around. You are in a good place.
Yes.
That's why we got to pray without ceasing, to remain in the spirit. So I thank God for every caller tonight.
Yes.
And that we,
Sister Rita.
Amen. Sister Rita, we thank God for you tonight. In the name
yes,
of Jesus, we did receive the cards. And Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank God for
hallelujah.
Sister Rita Leek, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus,
even in this season she has transitioned, Father, geographically, she's in another state, in another city, but Lord, her heart, thank God, is still with the ministry. Her heart is with the man and woman of God and the New Creation Church family. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that she'll always be part of the family. And we thank God for her life tonight. Even though in the name of Jesus she is apart, but she is apart. Oh, glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord, even as she has sent, glory be to God, a blessing to us. We thank God that you now will bless her. Bless her indeed, as she has blessed the church, as she has blessed the pastor, as she has not forgotten us, Lord. Don't forget her in her time of need. So open doors that no man can shut. Open a door, a mighty door. Open a blessed door. Open a prosperous door. Open, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, every door that she needs open. Have influence where she needs influence. Give favor where she needs favor to be. Oh, glory be to God. You're the God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell therein. He says the gold is mine, the silver is mine. So God has already taken care of you, Sister Rita. We see that hand, and okay, that's Sister Rita. Well, we're gonna open up the phone line. Amen. We see this caller. We think we know who it is. But area code 434. Thank God.
Jesus.
We thank God
thank
for you.
You.
Sister, amen.
God is so good. And Sister Maria, she's such a blessing and an encouragement because I was getting ready to push that button. So I just praise God for pastors, for you pastors, and for New Creation. I thank you and I praise God for you. Thank you for the blessing. I receive that blessing. I receive that prayer. God is awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
well,
I'm still having challenges with phone lines and connections, so.
Okay, well, you got through tonight, and I'm glad that you received that prayer. The favor of God is with you, and the comforter is yours every time you need him. Thank God that he will counsel you, and he will be there with you. And he says, Lo, I'll always be there with you, so. We thank God that you're in a good place because you're in the presence of Almighty God.
Praise God. Praise God. And last week when Pastor Rebecca, you gave me that scripture, Song of Solomon, and God just confirmed it. It was confirmed when you gave it to me. And then the next day my aunt read the devotional that they have on their table, and it was the same scripture. So God was just confirming that word to me. And just, he's working. He's working awesomely. And thank you for that comfort. As I am comforted, I am able to comfort others. And as he continues to bless me, I can continue to be a blessing to others. So I just thank God for the connection that I have with the family there and as he works through my life here.
Amen. Well, you are definitely still family, amen, even though there is distance. And we thank God for you. And I didn't even know the greater revelation of that particular scripture with the birds and the turtle until I read your note today. Amen. Hallelujah. I was like, oh, wow, that is so powerful.
I am that turtle.
God be the glory.
God be the glory.
But God. Yes, he is, and I just realized I see God giving you even greater revelation. Well, he is faithful. I hear the Lord saying that I am faithful to complete the work that I have begun in her life. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And God is still working. He's still completing the work. Hallelujah. He's connecting the dots. Amen. He's putting everything in place. He's putting the puzzle pieces in place.
Oh, God.
My God, hallelujah. Everything might not seem to be lined up. It's not lined up maybe the way we would want it to, but God knows exactly how he's doing what he's doing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's the master crafter. He is the potter. And we are the clay. Amen. And he is doing a great work. And I just see God doing it. I see him increasing you even in revelation, divine revelation and wisdom, visions. And again, I believe I see God increasing you in the area of the prophetic. Amen. That he's allowing you to begin to see. Even more so, I believe you mentioned something about dreams, but God is even revealing himself to you all the more, and he's taking you deeper. I just see God saying deeper. It makes deeper. Deep call up unto deep. Deep call up unto deep. My God, hallelujah. So God has taken you to his deep south to take you deeper. Amen. In him. So to God be the glory and what he's doing, higher heights and deeper depths. So
ready.
Yes. I just say get ready. I do see you taking another trip. I don't know where exactly God is taking you to, but I do see God beginning to use you in the area, and it has something to do with travel. So I don't know what that just came out. I just released it. Amen. So God is just, he's faithful, and he knows exactly what he's doing. Amen. To this little trip, I see you taking trips, you know, just trips that God is taking you on, amen, to reach people. So it's evangelistic, amen. It is evangelistic what he has you doing. So continue to trust in him. He knows. He knows, and he hears, and he cares. So, Father, I thank you for Sister Rita. We thank you for her life. We thank you for using her mightily, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, Father God, even using her as your, Father God, evangelist. Okay, that's what the trips were. That's what it was about, the evangelism. We thank you for the evangelism that she will do, oh God, as you take her to different places, oh God, as she goes about her daily business, oh God, and as she interacts with people, Father God, that you will have her to interact with. I thank you, Lord, for using her, oh God, mightily. It's just the aura on you that as you travel, as you go about your travels, as you go from one place to another, that God has his glory is over your life, and people will be drawn by the glory of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. They will come to you, and you will be able to interact with them and speak to them about God, the joy and the joy and the peace that is around your life, the joy and the peace that is around your life. God's going to use that as a magnet to draw people to you so that you can open up in conversation and tell them about Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for Sister Rita, and we thank you for her life. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. We thank you, Lord. It's not in vain. My God, I just hear God say, don't grow weary. It's not in vain. This journey that I have you on is not in vain. My God, hallelujah. There's a great purpose, and you are being used. You are already being used mightily for my glory. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The last thing I heard God say, the reports are coming. The reports are coming. My God, as you go about from here to there, the reports are coming. So we're looking forward to the report and everything that God is doing and will continue to do in your life. And we will continue to pray with you and for you over here in New Jersey.
Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God.
Amen. Sister Rita.
Amen.
I agree, Pastor.
Yeah.
God is doing, he says, behold, I do a new thing.
Oh.
And he has increased your capacity.
Oh.
He has renewed your mindset.
Enlarged.
He's doing it.
Enlarged.
Every experience is not a wasted experience. We thank God for the wisdom that you've gained. We thank God for supernatural understanding that he has allowed you, amen, to grow and develop in. And as you said, Pastor, glory be to God. Those who still speak into lives, and lives will be radically changed. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. Be not weary and well doing.
Amen.
That harvest is yours. Amen. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for Sister Rita.
Wow.
She is a blessing.
Wow.
Amen.
We
just thank God for her and every caller tonight. Well, we're going to go off the air, but it was a blessed time in the Lord. The enemy tried to rise his head in the beginning, but we got the victory in the end.
Yeah.
And that's just how it's going to unfold in your life.
Jesus.
Weeping may endure for a night, but we know joy is right around the corner in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
So as we go down from this place, again, we'll be in Hillside, New Jersey tomorrow at 7:30. On Thursday, we'll also be there at 7:30, the Most Excellent Way Addiction and Alcohol Program. And Sunday, glory be to God, we'll be in the month of May, Pastor.
Wow.
It still doesn't feel like April here. This weather's kind of cold and chilly. But we will be in the first Sunday of the month of May having Holy Communion and the powerful Word of God coming forth. Sunday, 1482 Maple Avenue, 1230. Glory be to God. And yes, we have a new marriage and relationship book that we have written together, and we will be selling our book at Crossroads Bookstore, also on Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey.
Amen.
We will be there selling books along with Minister Williams. She also has a book for sale, but we will be there with our book. So pray for us that we'll make many book sales, because it's not about the money, but that book is ministry. And we thank God that he allowed us, amen, to pour into speaking to marriages. Well, good night, everyone. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Well, good night. God bless you. Amen. We love you. Amen.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. No strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me. Torn in pieces, it's my offering. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.